Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, everybody, we took this week off, but we're going to share one of our classic episodes. Enjoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the All Too Real Tube podcast. Okay, so anyways, yeah. My name is Michael E. Cullen II. Yes, that's Michael E. Cullen II. And with me, as always, is...
Nobody. Nowhere, man.
Nowhere man.
I don't know who I am right now anymore.
I believe you. See, you look a lot like my friend Matt.
Yeah.
Matthew Haas.
Don't know if I'm that person anymore.
Matthew the dog balls Haas.
The dog balls.
Wait,
Haas.
No, that's
what?
Not right.
I hope that's not my nickname.
No, it's not. We are currently. Just got done watching a spectacular film called Van Wilder, Freshman Year. It is the prequel to National Lampoon's Van Wilder. This movie came out in 2009, Matt.
Yep.
Do you think the title was appropriate?
I thought it would be better if it was called Freshman Beer because of like the whole party college, you know, thing.
What do you mean?
You know, like the whole stereotypical party, like, you know, college, you go to college and you have dorm room parties and you drink beer and you smoke up and
what's beer?
Beer is like an alcoholic beverage, you know, like a
You draw me a picture
of beer?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how I'd draw a picture of beer.
Because I'm confused.
You know, it's beer.
Oh, beer.
Beer.
Yeah, like E-E-R.
Yeah, what did you think I was saying?
I thought it was beer, like with an A, and then I was like, that's pronounced bear.
Who has college bears?
Some colleges have bears as their mascot.
Oh, yes, mascots, but not as a party. I mean, I hope not. Bears just don't show up at parties. But at least...
It might be kind of fun.
Not those kind of bears. Oh! Yeah. By the way, there's lots of homophobic humor in this movie.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm doing that.
Yeah. Might be kind of fun for some guys, you know? I mean, I don't know. Anyways, so...
Do you.
Yep. Be all you can be.
Yeah. That's another good saying for this
movie. Yeah, for this movie. Anyways, so this movie was directed by Harvey Glaser.
I thought you were going to say Harvey Weinstein for a second.
No,
might
not
as
Harvey
well.
Weinstein. No. this guy has also directed
me.
The most famous movie that he's directed, besides this, because I've never really heard of any of the other ones, is Kickin' It Old School, starring Jamie Kennedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that movie about? I forgot what that movie's about.
I think it's about a guy who was like in a coma, and he wakes up and he's still kicking it old school, like with old school type. I don't know. I remember watching it once, but
wasn't there a movie where he was in called like Malibu something?
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was another horrible.
It was bad.
Jamie Kennedy movie.
It was a bad movie. Okay,
but Jamie Kennedy, if you'd like to be on our podcast, yeah, we would love to have movies. We would love to have you. I mean, you can handle it. You did make a movie called Heckler, which was a documentary about people heckling, and it was really good. I liked it. So, anyways,
The Mask Part 2.
Yeah, we'll get to that someday.
Son of the Mask. Sorry, yeah. Son of the Mask.
We'll get that. We'll get to that movie someday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It starred Jonathan Bennett from nearby Rossford, Ohio. We're currently in Toledo, Ohio. If you haven't been aware of that before by listening to this podcast, and if this is the first episode you're listening to, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever the fuck they're calling it this week. Sorry. Anyways, did I let you know that bothers me, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they keep changing their name or format or whatever.
Whatever the fuck it is. Okay.
They can't decide.
No. But anyways, it also stars Kristen Cavallari. Yeah. Jonathan Bennett, by the way, is known from movies such as Mean Girls and the direct-to-video prequel to Dukes of Hazzard. And many other movies, which I'm not looking up, and you can do that yourself if you'd like.
See, this has gone beyond us informing you about the movies now. Now it's just us ranting about the movies. You can do your own homework.
Yes. I mean, Jonathan, I did meet once.
Oh, yeah?
Back when I was, like, younger.
Okay.
Which is any time before now.
Okay. A very wide open window here of when you met him.
And he was a very nice gentleman. Okay. Anyways, so.
Wow.
So, anyways, yeah, he went to Rossford High School.
Did you meet him before this movie? No, maybe he didn't.
I can't remember which he went. But what's that?
Did you meet him before this movie came out?
2009? Yes. Yes, I did.
So you met him pre-Van Wilder fame.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Mm. This movie also features Kurt Fuller as the Dean, Charles Reardon. Kurt Fuller, you will know from, like, everything.
Yeah, he's been in, like, so many movies.
Yeah, and he has a twin brother who's an actor as well.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I believe they're twins. They're at least brothers. And the female lead of this movie is Kristen Cavallari, who you know from Kristen Cavallari type stuff.
Yeah. That's very descriptive.
Yeah, you know, from like Veronica Mars and
stuff like that, and also The Hills, right?
Was she on The Hills? I think so. Yeah, she was on
when
that.
They did that joke about
about the Hills.
You want to watch Mean Girls, and the guy's like, no.
Yes, she was on. I'm trying to figure out where people know her from, because she's one of those people that was famous after I gave a crap about people. I'm joking. Okay. Yeah, she was on The Hills.
Wow.
She was on The Hills. And
I keep it.
I'm joking, people.
Wow.
This movie's made me bitter.
It is. It's a bad movie, guys. It's really bad.
Yeah, no, she was on The Hills for years. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched a single episode of that show. I'm not bragging either. I'm not doing that thing I haven't watched Game of Thrones. I'm so cool. But, go fuck off.
I mean, she played herself on that. That's one of those like pseudo reality shows.
Is that what it was? So it wasn't a real show then?
It was like a reality show. Okay. Yeah. It was kind of romp, like, you know, I don't know if it was before or after like Jersey Shore and that shit. Yeah.
So she played herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have watched an episode or two of Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. I had to follow around Angelina Pavarnik from that show.
Oh yeah,
for
that's
like
right.
2 days for a radio station.
So what, you watched it just to get like more familiar with her work or whatever?
Yeah,
or?
It was after I met her too.
Oh okay.
Yeah, I don't know. She was very attractive and nice, but anyways, she gave me a bunch of like behind the scenes gossip of a show that I had never seen.
Wow.
So I didn't really care. I was like, okay, yeah. So you guys had to film that like 4 times. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. But anyways, if you're listening, Angelina, and you'd like to be on the show, we are Facebook friends. You can find me on Facebook. Anyways,
Just burn those bridges.
Yes. All of them. No, she seems cool. Anyways, so I just don't. I mean, I think she was. She left the show after a bit too, and she came back from time to time. But she was used to getting big fights with everybody on there and stuff. I see. She was kind of the
wild card.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. You
know, Charlie wild card.
Yeah. Ooh, that's okay. What happens in this glorious prequel to Van Wilder that we definitely needed to have somebody, Jonathan Bennett, who does a decent job in this movie, I will give him that. He's not quite Ryan Reynolds, but then again, Ryan Reynolds isn't quite Ryan Reynolds in Van Wilder because I really don't care for that movie that much. That's just my own.
It's one of those dumb party college movies. I mean, I never really liked them.
So basically, I think this movie, okay, you take Police Academy, you take Van Wilder, take some American Pie and some like Porky's and stuff like that and throw it all in a blender and make it in 2009.
You get this movie.
Yes.
This movie, so I'm having trouble actually remembering what happened because it was such a trippy experience watching this movie. So, like, it starts off with Van Wilder giving, like, his high school, like, valedictorian speech or whatever.
Well, he was introducing the valedictorian.
That's right. He was introducing the valedictorian who gave him a blowjob.
He was doing some valedictorian stuff. Anyways,
speaking of Police Academy, that actually happened in Police Academy.
Did it?
So, yeah, someone did that.
Gave somebody a blowjob. Like it's been a long time since I've seen it.
I'm not sure which Police Academy one, but one of the movies. So they could have got that idea. So then he's doing the whole thing where he's saying really suggestive words that correspond with what's going on. And of course, you know, you, the audience, is supposed to be like, aha, you get it. He said the word come.
He said head.
You know, or some stupid fucking bullshit. Anyway, so I'm sorry. I'm just really angry. But
deep breaths. We can make
it. So then she, after she's done with him, and then she's now the valedictorian. And then, but they don't even have her speak. And they move on to the next scene. So, okay.
Yeah.
And then his dad is there, you know, seeing him off. And they were supposed to go
to Amsterdam
together, which is kind of a weird.
Well, they're probably just good buds,
I guess. So yeah, you know, nice relationship. But his dad has to work because he's owns like a sand company, I guess,
and some kind of company.
Some guy from Dubai named, did he just say his name was Sheikh Mohammed or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
I think he just said Sheikh Mohammed.
Okay, which just doesn't make any sense because no one's name is Sheikh. That's a title, so that's like.
Well, maybe he was just saying that, you know.
Okay,
because I mean, I guess you would say something like, hey, this is my friend Colonel Sanders.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, because me and Colonel Sanders are like this.
Right.
Folks, you know, just in case you're wondering. I'm really good friends with a dead dude.
Cool.
Wait, anyways.
So the Sheikh Mohammed from Dubai, I think he said Dubai, was it? He wants a bunch of sand. So, and his company's the one that won the contract to do it and it's probably going to make, you know, a bunch of money. So he's got to go to work, and Van is saying, hey, you know, why can't I just skip college and just go to work with you? I already pretty much know the business as it is. You know, it's easy learning curve. And then his dad goes on this whole thing about tradition that every single Wilder has gone to this school or graduated from the school since how many generations? And I think he was the fifth one.
Yeah.
He's
Vance Wilder the fifth.
So, you know, you don't throw away tradition or whatever type of, you know, balk at it. So then, you know, you pretty much keep your, keep the family name, you know, good reputation, I guess is the word. So, you know, he sends his son off to this kind of military school type of, is it a military school or is it just that?
I think the school just has an ROTC.
But he's the dean, though, so that the dean
is part of this military
so
world or something. I don't know.
So I don't know, yes.
Because I don't remember anything about that in the first movie, but it's been years since I've seen
the
first
don't remember
movie.
Anything about
no.
the ROTC, like, no. running the school. But, so that's,
And, I mean, the whole thing with this connection to the other movie makes no sense anyways, because they have more modern conveniences in this movie than they did in the previous one.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like iPhones and whatnot and stuff. So if it takes place before the other events, they have better technology. So I don't know.
They didn't think it through. They didn't. I mean,
it was a cash grab.
It was, yeah. And the dean, of course, is the dude, I forgot his name, but the really famous guy that you've seen in probably every movie.
Oh, yeah, Kurt Fuller.
He plays the dean who's like this stereotypical hard ass. you know, rule book, go by the rules type of thing. He doesn't like Van Wilder because he doesn't like his father for some unexplained reason. They went to school together. My guess is that Van Wilder's father was just as much of a douchebag as he is. So, you know, it's easily to, you know, rub someone the wrong way when you have that kind of terrible yes. personality. But so he's got it out for him. And the school is very, like, conservative. Like you're not even allowed to kiss. Like, they actually have rules, like signs. No kissing, no drinking, no partying. I've heard of, like, you know, basic rules when it comes to like dormitories and stuff like that, like no drinking, no drugs, you know, type of thing, no parties, you know, segregate the sexes, stuff like that. But I never heard of any school saying you can't kiss. That seems like a weird type of rule, but
it's made up for this fucking movie.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. I don't think you can legally even do that. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think you can legally outlaw kissing.
Right. So,
I don't know. I mean, at least not in 2009.
Yeah, maybe in 2019, since we're going backwards.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
because eventually we'll be like the town in Footloose, and you can't dance.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, nationwide and
Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide, if you would like to sponsor us, we can sing that every frickin' time we talk about you in that beautiful tone we just did.
Yes. Nationwide is on your side.
Whoa, that was cool. That was
a nice little vibrato there. Like
you almost sounded like Ethel Merman there.
Wow. Nationwide is on your side.
I enjoyed that thoroughly, Matt.
The Mountain Dew's kicking in. All right, so
yes.
Anyway, so they, you know, he wants to have a party, but he can't, and then he. He goes into his dorm room. He breaks down the wall because his room is too small. Oh, that was nice.
He breaks down the wall because his room is too small. And, ooh, and his dog has big balls.
Yeah, he finds a dog later on. Anyways. So he breaks down the wall, and then he meets his roommate, who's a white guy with a Jamaican accent for some reason.
Yeah, named Farley Marley or something.
Farley Marley, who's a pothead. It's like, really, guys?
And, stereotype.
Yeah, big time. But he's a white guy with a Jamaican accent,
mm-hmm.
which means either he's from Jamaica.
They said he is.
Oh, they did actually say
that? At one point, Van says to somebody, he's from Jamaica.
Was he joking, though, or did he actually
mean that? I don't know.
He might have. Yeah. Because he does that. He jokes a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got this stereotypical Jamaican accent, and he's a stereotypical pothead. And, he just, like, you know, is all high, and he's like, oh, what's going on? And Van Wilder's like, oh, I'm your new roommate, or whatever, dormmate. And then, like, they somehow clean up the room really fast, and now it looks really nice, like, within a day. I'm like, okay, I guess Van Wilder's really good at construction. And then they want to go to this party, and then they meet this other dude whose name is Yu Doom
Fuck.
Fuck. And when they introduce him, they play really stereotypical Asian music as soon as they open the door and they show him.
Yeah, by the way, Kurt Fuller doesn't have a brother. I was just looking that up, and I thought he did. I was mistaking him with another actor. So,
that's fine.
But yeah, I just wanted to correct that so I didn't seem stupid to people. I'm not going to edit it out, so you do know that I make mistakes.
Yeah.
I would admit to my mistakes.
Yeah.
Unlike certain people.
Yeah.
Trump. Anyways. Yeah,
you want to take over now from the you doom fuck?
Okay, so he meets that guy, who we find out something about later.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this movie sucks. Anyways, I mean, I've seen worse.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget 2.
Yeah.
Is worse.
Yeah.
I don't know though. Really, to be honest.
I mean, we also have the main like. Other antagonist is played by Steve Talley, who you will know as Dwight Stifler in two of the American Pie Presents films. Yes. He basically plays in those movies a Van Wilder type character because he's like the kind of ceremony, you know, party guy. And yeah, those movies are actually better than this movie.
Yep.
Can't believe I'm saying that.
They are.
Yeah. A movie that made me wish for American Pie Presents Naked Mile.
I couldn't even finish that movie.
No. But it is better than this movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. It's actually funny in parts. Mm-hmm. This one is too, sometimes. I will give him that. I did chuckle a few times.
There's a few lines. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's one of those chuckles that I don't even remember what I chuckled about.
Yeah, either do
I. At the moment, they were funny. But right now, I do not remember much of the film.
So you want me to keep talking?
Maybe for a minute. I'm just trying to think here.
So they meet. They meet you.
You don't fuck.
And he brings a goose or a duck for dinner.
Yeah. Which for the party.
Another stereotypical thing. And he has a hatchet with him.
Yes.
That he cuts the head off of the duck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's talking about wanting to come. That's right, because they were going to throw a party, but no one showed up. And then this guy showed up. And then he's got an old porn magazine from the 70s, like 1979 or something.
Playpen magazine.
That's right, Playpen.
Which is the stereotypical TV magazine when they can't use Playboy or Penthouse. They come up with Playpen.
Playpen. Got it. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm pretty sure that was one of the several magazines that, you know, like Al Bundy used to read on Married with Children or something. Yeah.
I love that show, mm-hmm. sort of. I mean, it's terrible, but it's good. It's good, terrible. Anyway, so he wants to. He's looking at the mag. Van, you know, he's kind of impressed by it. You know, it's like 1979 copy, and then he finds another ad to like a toga party or something like
that. Yeah, and then they go to this. They go to this place. I remember this part. Mm-hmm. They think it's going to be a toga party, but it was like a Romans party or something like that about the Bible. And it was like a purification thing.
A Romans party. I get it. They're going to read the book of Romans.
Yes.
Wow, I just got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they show up and there's no drugs, sex, or alcohol allowed in this college and stuff. So, they meet these prudish girls there, you know, led by this character of Eve, played by Meredith Giangrande. Giangrande, Giangrande.
Okay, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Grande, I guess. Grande.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she's a cute girl with big lips. And
and they're all praying on their knees facing the walls, which is really creepy.
Yeah. And so basically they get like sacramental wine thrown on them for some reason.
Which I'd never heard of that being a Christian thing.
As some kind of like thing and everything, but then the next day Van and his little cronies go around and steal all the vibrators from all of the women on campus for some reason.
Well, all of the church women.
Yeah, is it all of them?
Because they made a big thing about how they didn't have sex or whatever.
But they were all.
So they broke and entered into these women, into their dorm rooms, and watched them masturbate.
So.
And stole their possessions and spied on them.
So.
So we got many crimes.
So we got, like, stalking or.
Yes.
Or
well, we got stalking, breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering. Theft.
Theft and also like a sexual thing, voyeurism. There you go. So it's a good four crimes right there.
Yeah.
Just like in American Bandcamp.
American Pie presents Bandcamp.
Yeah, you know, let's
which we will release eventually, but I don't know if we have by the time this comes out. But
they
had several crimes committed in that.
I'll give you a hint. There was some
poison.
Yes, right. There was poison in that. Well, you just listen to that one.
Yeah,
that's
a good one. Anyway, so they get this, you know, wine on them, and they steal all these vibrators from the girls, and then they rig them up with somehow underneath the pews that the choir, which is made up of these girls, are sitting on behind the preacher at church.
Mm-hmm.
And Van has inside of his I don't know what do they call that book that you
hymnal.
Read? Hymnal, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I was raised Catholic.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't raised.
Yeah.
I never even went to church.
Yeah.
I know more about this than you know.
I went to church for years, and it's been a few years, and I forgot what a hymnal is. Anyways, they He brings his own hymnal, and it's got a little remote control in it that controls all of the vibrators underneath
it. But he doesn't
there.
Have his... That's the thing. He caught the hymnal that the woman threw.
Oh, no, he gave it to her.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he had his own... Okay. Because he had his own behind his back.
Oh, God.
And when he was offered one by the one girl, he says, oh, and that's okay. I brought my own.
I thought...
It no, was no, no, no.
I was
going
to say, that seemed really kind of bad.
Convenient.
Or just really bad filming right there where it's like...
No, I noticed that, too. Okay. They did... you know, he did have it. So... Right. He makes it so when the preacher's doing his little sermon thing.
little sermon thing, yeah.
Yeah, where he's telling you that sex is bad. It's a sin.
Yeah, pretty much.
He said sin weird. He said it like scene.
Did he?
Yeah, it was weird. Anyways, so I don't know. But yeah, all of a sudden all the vibrators go off and somehow get all the girls off.
Okay.
Through the wood of the pew.
My whole thing for this scene is, okay, well, one, you're committing a sex crime already again, which is like the second time you've done that in the movie.
You're basically raping them.
Because you're forcing an orgasm when that's not what they were doing at that moment or intending to do at that moment
because
they were at church. So... That's one point. So sex crime, the second sex crime so far. Okay. And second point, unrelated to that, is I can understand having like an uncontrollable feeling and like, you know, having some kind of like bodily like reactions to that, like an orgasm. What I don't understand, though, is like how they were all taking off their clothes. Like... I don't really get that part. It seems a little bit like...
I mean, I'm not a woman, but I'm just assuming that when a woman masturbates, she doesn't forget where she is.
Well, plus, they weren't masturbating.
No.
It was happening to them.
That's what I'm saying. Even if that's the case, I just don't think that... I don't know. It's just me. But I don't know. If anybody would like to comment on that, feel free.
Yeah, okay. So, any woman who's accidentally... had an orgasm in public, did you just completely just decide, hey, I'm just going to...
Take off my clothes.
Just throw all caution to the wind here and just enjoy the moment.
All caution and my clothes to the wind.
Yeah, oh, wow, that was a good one. And because they're sitting there going like, amen and hallelujah, and they're all breathing heavily and shit like that. And it's like, come on, guys. And again, like I said before, on these, I've got this weird thing with sex humor. I don't know what it is. I'm not a prude at all when it comes to the actual thing itself.
It bothers me to a point. As I've gotten older, I kind of just ignore it almost. It's like, you know, maybe when I was a teenager, it would have been titillating, pun intended. But but now I'm just kind of like, you know, as I'm older, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Just deal with it, essentially. And that's what I did. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. The problem is, though, this movie's like this for every scene, though.
Yeah. That's what the problem is. So I don't know, do you want to take a break and get back to more of this, Matt? I'm kind of just, you know, I don't know, something. So we'll be right back, folks.
No Outlet Live.
Hey, I'm Jay Remy, host of No Outlet Live. If you're in a podcast that explore any and everything, check us out. We stream anywhere you listen or watch podcasts, or just type No Outlet Live, one word, in your Google search bar to find the show. Live Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook. No Outlet Live, your road to boredom ends here. Do you like Tessa? Do you think this will be a date that can last?
Well, she's not very articulate.
And we are back.
Yes, we are. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Matt.
How are you doing tonight, this evening?
Tonight, this evening. Tonight, this evening, today.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
This morning, technically.
Yeah, because it is after midnight, I believe.
Yes.
Is it? Yes, yeah, it's 1:16 a.m. Mm-hmm. as we record this. I am doing splendid. I just saw the most wonderful movie.
Really? What is it? I can't do it next.
This movie, I don't even know what this accent is. This movie was most wonderful. It was called Van Wilder, Freshman Year. It was about this very studious man named Vance Wilder V.
What did he study, pray tell? God damn it.
I don't know, pray tell.
I don't know, pray tell. What does make any sense? As Mike just pointed out to me, we're on like minute 28 now of our podcast, and we've only talked about the first 15 minutes of the movie, so we're going to have to speed this up a little bit. Otherwise, it's going to be like a three-hour-long podcast for an hour-and-a-half movie. So,
pray tell. Yeah. What does it mean to pray tell?
I don't know what that means. I guess they're praying that you tell them, but are you praying to them? Or are you praying to God
or you
to guide them to tell you?
Is there a saint to tell that I'm praying to?
If you're praying to the person, that's kind of weird. I'm praying to you who's, to tell me something.
Who's tell?
I don't know.
And why am I praying to him? Or her?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, anyways. So let's speed through this a little bit.
Yeah. Because
this movie is, oh, my God. Anyways.
Yeah.
What are some highlights?
All right, so we're going to...
Or low lights, or whatever you want
to
call them.
Speed through a little bit. So after this whole forced orgasm scene, Dean finds all the devices, and he knows it's Van, but he can't prove it. But he's got, you know, he's got his eye on him. I got my eye on you, you know, that whole thing. And he decides that Van has to... And Van and also the pothead dude and you and a bunch of other guys have to join the ROTC now.
Yeah.
And their drill sergeant is, I forgot her name. God damn it. She was main character in the movie, too.
Oh, Kristen Cavallari's character?
Yeah, what's her name?
It's her character's name is Caitlin.
That's right, Caitlin. So Caitlin's their drill sergeant, her instructor, whatever.
And by the way, no offense to anybody named Caitlin, but Caitlin is one of the most generic names for all these movies. I swear that there's people in these types of movies named Caitlin all the time.
Yeah, wasn't Bandcamp, wasn't...
I think so. It might have been. I don't know. But still, it's like...
I know. They just do like a Google search or something. And so she's the drill instructor. And then, of course, you know, there's got to be sex humor about that. Oh, you got private drill instructions. You know, that stupid bullshit. And then
he has to clean a shitter.
That's right. Well, it makes it look like he's masturbating, but it turns out that he's cleaning a toilet with a toothbrush. And then he's doing his whole jokey thing because that's
like
all he does.
I preferred the vibrating kind.
That's what he said? God damn it. If he said that, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, he did say it.
Okay, well, I'm going to kill him. So then she makes him...
FYI, folks, Matthew Haas is not really going to kill the character of Van Wilder or Jonathan Bennett who played him.
No.
Just letting you know, if either one of those people end up dead...
It's not me.
It's not Matt.
No.
He did not kill a fictional character or an actor.
No. So, he does a stupid jokey bullshit, and right as he's about to clean the really nasty toilet, it goes right into a next scene where it looks like it's poop, but it turns out it's meatloaf or some mystery meat that he's getting at the school cafeteria.
Yeah.
And it looks absolutely disgusting, whatever it is.
And then Dirk spits in it.
That's right. Dirk is like the douchebag dude. He spits in it. And then Caitlin shows up. And then Van does like a 1-2 punch and says, oh, Dirk even offered to switch lunches with me. So then now Van gets to eat the really nice, wholesome lunch that Dirk has. And now Dirk's got to eat his nasty spit.
I don't know why he ate it.
Because Caitlin try it. Is it good? Or I don't know. And it's just stupid. And it was disgusting.
People do stupid things in these movies.
I know.
That make no sense.
For example, like he ate. He could have ate around the spit. That's the other thing too.
He knew where he spit.
There was other parts of the meatloaf or whatever gravy that weren't even there. But
he could have said, "Hey, I'm not hungry."
Yeah, but no, he eats his own spit, and they got to do a close up on it because it's really disgusting. I'm like, come on,
this movie's so fucking gross.
It is. There's so many gross scenes in this movie. I hate. I hate this movie so bad.
Then okay. Okay, let's talk about the gross scenes now.
Get the gross things out of the way.
Yeah,
okay.
So in that way we can kind of get through the plot as we do it.
Because they are kind of intertwined.
Yeah.
All right.
So later on we have another gross scene where they're trying to get back at the dean. And he's getting a massage from the Asian girl who's the girlfriend of you don't fuck.
Oh, that's right. Because you know, just like in the first Van Wilder, all the racial minority characters had to conveniently go out with people of their same race. Interesting. Okay, so that's...
And the girl goes to give him a massage.
But the white Jamaican guy can have sex with a black woman. That's fine. Because he could do cultural, he could do cultural appropriation and have sex with the, but the Asian character has to be with an Asian woman, just like
he's culturally appropriating a woman too.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, I'm just joking.
We don't want to go too far into crazy, like far left of like racism is actually non-racism if you. Kind of thing where they take it to like such an extreme where it's like, don't you dare eat sushi if you're white. What? Okay, that's weird. Okay, and,
so don't you dare eat like any food we eat in America because it all comes from a different country.
Let those businesses go bankrupt without you know all the customers that go.
Let's not eat pizza because it's Italian and you're not Italian, you know, or whatever. Anyways,
the thing is, I'm from German and Polish extract, guys.
Yeah,
I don't like fucking duck blood soup. I'm never gonna eat that ever.
I'm
sorry, it's not gonna happen.
I'm primarily German and Irish, and really I don't like much German or Irish food.
It sucks.
So yeah,
the only good for is quote unquote German chocolate cake, and even that is actually not German and necessarily because they got the fucking coconut. Why am I getting the history lessons here?
Hey.
They got the coconut from going into Africa, and like you know. Enslaving all these people, and then they brought the coconut back to Germany as like you know a nice little cultural thing. Then they added that to the German chocolate cake. So technically, German chocolate cake isn't actually even all the way German. It's partly African, but stolen from Africa. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Sorry. What?
If you had a chocolate lab and a German shepherd, and they had sex and had a baby, what kind of dog would it be?
I don't know.
A German chocolate.
God damn it. Sorry for the history lesson.
So, anyways,
the Mountain Dew is really kicked in. I am amped up right now. So.
It's code red.
It's code red, yeah.
Mountain Dew. Anyways, so, okay, basically, though, they end up, the dog gives him, the dog that Van Wilder befriends in this movie is a primary character in the second movie, in the original movie, I should say.
He escaped from the animal testing lab that was just right by the whatever, and then.
Which probably explains why he has huge balls.
But doesn't explain that they weren't missing a dog and no one found it weird that he was hanging out with this dog on campus everywhere. Everyone could see him.
No.
Anyway, sorry, that's the whole other... Okay.
That would make too much sense.
This school is weird.
Yeah, and so the dog ends up giving Kurt Fuller's character a blowjob because they put peanut butter on his little soldier.
Oh, God. The whole soldier and attendance bullshit. Mm-hmm. God. Okay, by the way, this guy can only get hard by singing patriotic songs, which is really fucking weird, but okay. And there probably are some people like that, you know, so.
Sweet land of liberty. Of the icing. Anyways, okay, so. So that happened. Anyways.
Oh, his wife found him. They call
his wife. Comes in and is like.
She faints, of course.
Yeah, she turned into the Swedish chef, I swear. Yeah.
The what? Swedish chef.
Anyways, So at the end, basically. He gets set up several times. There's another time where they get set up. Caitlin's supposed to do guard duty one night, but she also has to have dinner with her father. So Van volunteers to do the guard duty with his buddies. Why he couldn't do it just himself? If it was just going to be her doing it, well, I don't understand why he needed a whole freaking party to do it.
With
him. I mean, it's whatever the fuck. I don't get this fucking movie. Anyways, So they bring their girlfriends along, which are a bunch of, sluts.
Well, they were the cheerleaders, weren't they, from
the
beginning? That's right, because there's a scene where
he
cuts their cheerleading outfits to be, like, skimpier or whatever at the football game.
Yeah, and the coach is played by the guy that played Enos on the original Dukes of Hazzard TV show, which brings us back to Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which tells me, Matt, we're going to have to watch Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, God. Okay. And he was at the party, too, the original party after the football game, which is weird. The coach is... Okay.
But anyways, so it ends up looking like Van had sex with the frickin' main girl Eve of the Purity group. who was there.
Yeah, because she was trying to seduce him, and he was saying no and stuff. And then, of course, the dean called in all the people to basically catch them in the act. And it was weird because Van was actually the one telling everyone else to kind of chill out, like, hey, you know, we're taking this a little too far type of thing. Like,
yeah.
Because he was now, like, learning to be responsible, you see. So.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any sense, though, because in the original Van Wilder, he was, like, the wild child. And then by the end of that movie, he learned to be responsible. So does he do this every year where he starts off irresponsible, then becomes responsible, and then becomes irresponsible again for the next movie?
Probably.
Okay, because that's not a consistent type of thing, but okay.
And I think in the first movie, they talked about when he was actually in college originally, and he was actually kind of a goody two-shoes when he first got there.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because so that just negates this whole thing.
So they just ruined the whole plot of Van Wilder.
Yeah.
Good job.
Anyways, so this... my chair is being weird, folks. Sorry. Anyways, so I thought you all would like to know that. So basically, get in trouble with that and everything, blah, blah, blah. Van comes into this big meeting with the military type people and says that we should settle this once and for all. You know, winner takes all, the other has to leave campus with the dean of the school. He can just do that,
I guess. I don't know.
Anyways, so the dean agrees to it, and they have this game, which is kind of like a capture the flag sort of game, but it's capture the captain or whatever of the team sort of thing. And Van's dad comes in, and he becomes the general of the one team, and then the Kurt Fuller's character is the other one, and they have this fucking stupid little game, and instead of actually playing the game, Van Wilder has a big party and basically entices all of the people from Kurt Fuller's team to do that.
And they lose. And by the way, Kurt Fuller's character was going to commit murder by shooting Van Wilder in the head.
Yeah, it looked like it, yeah. He held him with a gun.
And he was going to do it, but then the dog that gave him a blowjob.
And then
earlier.
he almost was going to shoot the dog.
I know, fuckwad, piece of shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like, okay, dude, like, how are you going to cover up that murder? I mean, like, I don't, whatever. And then this movie doesn't make any sense. So he loses, right? What happened, Mike?
Yeah. So, basically, they win because the dog sits on the face of the fucking dude.
That's right, with his big balls.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I don't know, Matt.
And that's how it ended, right? No.
Well, the movie ends then as Van and Caitlin end up together. We also found out that for some reason, you was actually a guy named Steve who had been put there to watch over Van by his father as a security agent or something. And I'm just like, what the fuck was that about?
I don't understand.
Came out of nowhere.
And why would he need?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know. But anyways, the film ends and Van... had left Dirk and Benedict. Benedict was also he was kind of a chubby guy who was a friend of Dirk, who has like homosexual tendencies, it seems, throughout the movie.
Yeah.
He's probably gay and just not out of the closet. And so they get tied up to each other, and then gross shit happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
like, this homosexual, like, homophobia bullshit.
There was a lot of dumb homophobic humor in this movie. I totally forgot about that character.
Which is funny because, you know, Jonathan Bennett came out of the closet after this movie was out, I believe. He's the star of the movie, and there's a lot of gay humor in the movie, and he's...
Maybe this movie, like, because it was such dumb humor, it's like, you know what, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like...
He did a lot of these types of movies, though. I mean, I think over the years. But anyways, basically, though, Caitlin and Van decide to, you know, finish college. They go off together on a golf cart off campus, and they're about to go fuck. basically. That's how it ends.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then they do the credits, and they got bloopers.
A bunch
really?
Of bloopers, which were somewhat funnier than the movie, some of them. But anyways,
I mean, the whole movie's a blooper,
yeah.
Pretty much. I mean,
so bullshit. I don't know. Do you want to take another break, Matt, and
yeah.
then we'll come back and talk about some reviews of the movie from the Internet Movie Database,
yeah,
etc.?
Let's yeah. do that.
All right.
Hey, folks. This is Michael E. Cullen II from the podcast that you're listening to right now, along with
Matthew Haas.
We just wanted to tell you about our great, great podcast
Super.
Called Super. It's called All Too Real. And on that show, what do we do, Matt?
We watch biopics, and then we talk about whether or not the movie matched up with the real story or not.
So we
it was
we,
a lot more exciting than that, though.
Yeah, so, so we analyze the real story and the real story.
Get it?
Get it?
Real.
You know? Yeah, they're spelled differently, yeah. folks. You can guess which one I said which way. Anyways, sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't. But we talk about great movies like Shattered Glass
yes.
and The Social Network and A Futile and Stupid Gesture, among others. Those are some of the ones that we've covered so far, and we're going to cover a lot more. So please subscribe on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you find your great, fun podcasts. And be sure to share it with your friends.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
And make sure you're not afraid to get all too real. Bye-bye.
I just discovered something.
What's that, Matt?
Fans and friends and listeners of this podcast.
Yes.
We've been doing this show for over a year. Well, recording the show
yeah.
for over a year. And just now I discovered that I don't need to hunch over and speak into the microphone. I can actually lean back in my chair and hold the microphone in a comfortable position.
Yes, you can.
We've been doing this for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
We started in May 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's July 2019.
As we record this, yes.
14 mm-hmm. months.
Yep.
And I just discovered this right now.
If I'd have known you didn't know that, I would have told you.
Yeah. I've been hunching over this entire fucking time for over a goddamn year. God damn it.
Sorry, Matt.
It's okay.
I feel bad now.
That's all right.
I feel like feel like I lied to you.
No,
or something.
You're fine. You're fine.
Matt's gonna kill me after this.
Nope. Nope.
Folks, it's been really fun. If I'm not on future episodes, I hope you enjoy my replacement. Whoever
nope.
that is.
Nobody can replace you, Mike.
Yep.
Nobody.
And nobody can replace Ryan Reynolds, but Jonathan Bennett tried. Anyways,
Wow.
So, yeah. Do you want
to take another break?
No.
We just gave him.
No, do you want to do you want me to read some nice little user reviews here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, here's a good one I found here, Matt. By Jazzero1, posted in October 23rd of 2010, right around Halloween. Anyways,
See? With these freaking dates that people, I'm telling you, there's a connection between holidays.
I mean, it is a whole week before the holidays.
Well, true. Maybe this one's a coincidence, but.
This is actually pretty good.
Okay.
First, if anyone is watching a National Lampoon movie, which this National Lampoon didn't even give the rights to their name for this movie, so I'm just letting them know that, whoever wrote this. For Oscar nominations is a fool. Second, it's actually fairly funny. They just followed the basics. Lots of TNA and douchebag, a douchebag, a hero, and some chick between the douchebag and the hero, plus a lot of TNA. Third, the only thing I didn't like is the lack of creativity of the jokes. They basically took a page out of Ace Ventura and Adam Sandler. Really, no. Okay, I think Ryan Reynolds really made the first one good because, well, it was Ryan Reynolds. And even though there have been a lot of National Lampoon movies, which, again, this is not a fucking National Lampoon movie, most of them were pretty... lame compared to this.
Oh boy, the dot dot dots.
Yes,
here we go.
Was a 10 out of 10.
Mm.
Boy. Yeah.
The Trump dot dot dots.
Oh. No. What was that, Matt?
Did Trump write that one with the dot dot dots?
I think he did. I think his
he loves those dots.
I think
periods, whatever.
I think Trump's IMDb name is Jazzero1.
Yep.
That sounds like him.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Here's another 10 out of 10, Matt.
All right.
It's from Pratik Arora.
Okay.
Pratik Arora. Pratik Arora. That's how I'm pronouncing it. Sorry. It was written July 11th, 2009, just after 4th of July. Anyways, see?
Mm-hmm.
It says, hoped it was more wilder. It's a 10 out of 10, by the way. Yeah. Anyways, if you were one of those who complains that this movie, like other Van Wilder or American Pie movies, don't have any story, then I am sorry. Joke is on you for expecting them to have one in the first place. As long as they have some coherent plot and can keep my interest till the end, I am fine. This movie just did that. I am one of those who watches such movies for its slapstick sex comedy, and this movie is full of it. Surprisingly, there is not a lot of nudity. There seemed to be a lot to me.
Anyways, every scene.
Maybe they didn't watch the, maybe we watched the unrated version or something.
Maybe.
However, this movie basically tells you how Van Wilder started his journey at Coolidge. Let me also make it clear that this is not even remotely close to Ryan Reynolds' Van Wilder 2002. Although the girl, Kristen Cavallari, in this movie is hot, but of course, Tara Reid and Amy Smart are different leagues. Hope to see more of her, Kristen Cavallari, in the series, if you know what I mean. Fucking
get it?
He wants to see her naked, folks. I don't know if you caught that. Did you catch that, Matt?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. All right, anyways.
Go fuck yourself.
The makers of the series have to work way harder than this if they want to be successful. Waiting for Van Wilder's sophomore year. Hopefully it will be much wilder than this. Here is a 10 just for encouragement. So that really wasn't a great review of the movie, but they still gave it a 10 out of 10 just for encouragement.
You know, usually, you know, they say A for effort, but that's not usually the case. They give you some encouragement, but they don't give you a full-on 100% grade. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, here's the first bad one that I'm going to read here, Matt.
All right.
This is from Canadian Spade. It's like David Spade's cousin or something, I guess. I don't know. it's his cousin, eh? Anyways, 1 out of 10. Nothing to say. Want to know a better way to spend an hour and 38 minutes? Beat your head against the wall. You'll get more out of it. Why is there no option for 0 stars? That's all it says.
Wow. That's great.
Let me read another one here. Okay, I found this movie surprisingly has a lot of good ratings.
How?
I don't know, but there's only like 2 1-star ratings, and this is the other one on IMDb. Okay. This one is 1 out of 10 by Siren J. AA dash 797-313124.
Okay.
And this was posted on September 4th of 2010, nowhere near a holiday that I'm aware of.
9/11. Sorry.
Is that a holiday?
Really bad.
Is that a holiday?
So, sort of is. I don't know. They commemorate it. I mean, I don't know. It's not really. Oh, God.
All right, the headline for this is not funny, just stupid and annoying. I hate this movie. I couldn't watch the whole thing. It's just stupid. When I saw the first scene with the blowjob, I just thought Police Academy.
Yeah, there we go. See, yep.
The movie looked for me like a cheap porno movie. The funny scenes would maybe be funny if the people wouldn't act so bad. I mean, everybody saw the girl coming out under the table after Van Wilder's speech, and everybody was like, was acting like, oh, good, she was giving him a blowjob. Nice. And the other cliches, an Asian guy, a wannabe Jamaican guy, the military guys, an evil secret gay guy. That's just lame. Everything in this movie is unrealistic and stupid. I know that many comedies are a little unrealistic and stupid, but this one is too much. It's written for very dumb people. I like American Pie and some stupid teen comedies, but this one is like the Teletubbies. It's just sad.
What's that gonna do with the Teletubbies? What the fuck is that? It doesn't make any sense.
And I don't have to mention that the main actor is totally irritating with his baby face and his nonstop stupid faces expressions.
Hey, he's from like
Rossford.
2 miles away from here, so yeah. Don't you dare.
And okay, their grammar is really bad in this.
Mm.
It says, the main actor is totally irritating with his baby face and his nonstop stupid faces expressions. Faces expressions.
That's a new quote. Faces expressions.
And my new favorite thing to say ever is this one is like the Teletubbies. It's just sad.
Well, how is the Teletubbies sad?
I don't know. I don't really watch the Teletubbies, I mean, but
as far as I know, it was like a children's show. It was happy.
From now on, though, and there was a secretly gay one too, though. Maybe that, I'm shook.
Oh yeah, no. Jerry Falwell, Tinky Winky, yeah. Homosexual, yeah. according to that dead bastard.
Yeah,
whoa. Sorry.
Rest in hell.
Rest in hell. Yeah.
Anyways, one thing that'll make me happy and not sad like the Teletubbies. Is if you go onto Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review.
Or whatever they're calling it this week. As Mike is.
Maybe they're calling it Sad Teletubbies.
Sad, yeah.
Sad Teletubbies Podcast. Sad. That'll be our new show, actually.
We're just going to be crying while watching Teletubbies. It's not even a podcast. It's just like you're going to film us watching Teletubbies and being sad.
Yeah, it'll be a new form of therapy.
It'll be called the Telebuddies podcast.
If you want to see that, let us know. My name is mike@cullenpark.com if you want to email me. Anyways.
And you can contact me by, you can't really, but.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, carrier pigeon or god damn, what they call it in Harry Potter. I'm like a Harry Potter fiend. How am I, forget, the owls, owl post. There we go, owl post.
Yes.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. I almost felt Teletubby sad for you, Matt, because I couldn't remember that.
I know.
Yeah. No, so.
I've only read those books like over like 7 times, but apparently I'm okay.
You got to read them 8 now.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, so anything else you got to say? Would you recommend this movie to anybody, Matt? First off, before
just
we go.
Just like to make fun of it like we are. But then again, though, you have to weigh in the consequences of being angry.
What was one good thing about the movie, Matt?
Like the few lines here and there that I can't remember.
Yes.
I don't remember what they were. I remember they were like a little bit okay, but they passed so quickly and then it went right into another shitty scene, so I don't remember.
I think the cameramen knew how to turn on the cameras.
Okay. That's cool.
So they got that down.
Yeah.
And they put it on film or tape or digital or
whatever. By the way, did the Asian woman even have a name in this movie?
I don't know.
That was Yu's girlfriend, and was she working with him that whole time?
That's what I'm wondering.
Or
maybe
she
was.
Student?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I'm trying to remember if she was with him at the end.
Her name was Dong Mei.
Oh, that's right. She did introduce herself to him that one time. That was it.
Or though. Dong Mi. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that was like a pun for a dong or something. I don't know. But anyways.
Oh, yeah. Probably some transphobic humor in there, too. Or something like that.
No, I don't know. Or maybe it was like dong me. Like, hey, you should dong me.
Oh, I gotcha. I don't know. Okay.
Anyways, so.
Well, every time he was looking down at her, he'd be like, whoa. You know, so I don't know if that was meant to be like, oh, you get it? She's got a dick, you know, type of bullshit. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't get that really.
Well, you at that point, you actually.
Oh, I was asleep. I had to leave the room for a minute.
You had to fix the air conditioner or whatever. Yes. Or,
yes. So, I was so enthralled with this movie that I decided to fix my air conditioner.
Well, you didn't fix it. You know what I mean?
I know. No, but I'm just saying.
You checked on it.
Yes.
I think you missed that scene. I don't know. Who cares? Okay.
Anyway, so.
I'm just saying, usually with homophobia, you usually are not that far from. The transphobia.
Yeah, so, in 2009 at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, so, yeah. So don't watch this movie, folks, unless you have some buddies you want to watch it with.
Yeah, don't watch it alone.
Yeah, because that would be Teletubby sad.
It would be very Teletubby sad.
Yes.
Don't drink while watching it either. You'd be really sad at that point. So
it'd be very Tinky Winky sad.
Yes.
And, but don't be Tinky Winky sad, and you know, be sure to, like I said, leave us a 5-star review. Let us know if you have anything. You know, if you leave us a review, we are going to pick anybody that leaves us a review. We're gonna pick one person to officially get a T-shirt or a whatever you want off of our Tee Public. So make sure you check that out too. That's gonna be in our little show notes.
Woo!
But for right now. We've been talking for almost an hour, so we should say
Nationwide is on your side. That was terrible. Let's do it again.
Nationwide is on your side. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.